T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning, Connecticut. It's time for Mornings with Ray and Brian, complete with all the news, weather, traffic, and sports information you need to start your day. So grab that cup of coffee. It's time to get up and get going. Here are Ray and Brian on WTIC News Talk 1080 and WTIC.com. This is the WTIC Morning Show, live from the Johnson Brunetti Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I don't know where to start. You had some unique experiences over the weekend.
I don't know if we even have time in this block. We might want to set aside the whole, where are we open? We're open at 720.
You got a 720 hole there.
Yeah, it was like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Home Alone without the humor. But with some
aside
good,
from that,
from some good performances by some Samaritans. But I needless to say,
wait a minute.
I'll just say this: I got to my car. I'll tease it. We'll talk.
No
about
details
it.
Of this time. Okay.
I got to my car just before 11 after running the Manchester Road Race. Yeah. I didn't get to Boston until after 4:30.
Whoa. Was it a traffic issue? Mm-mm. Was it an automobile mechanical issue?
Something like that. So I will let you know. So I missed the turkey frying. I missed the main course. I didn't get there till they were eating dessert and everything was cleaned up. So it was a real bummer.
Well, did you get anything?
I ate.
Did they save a plate for you?
Of course they'd save me a plate. Well, but I was at the point where I was just going to stay at home, crack open 17 beers and walk the dog. But I didn't do it. I made it. And I'll tell you all the details a little bit later.
It is an amazing event, isn't it?
What?
The road race.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, and I compare it to Falmouth, because Falmouth is a decent sized town in Massachusetts that has thousands of runners come in once a year.
Right.
And it's fun. It was a different kind of, you know, there were at least four or five live bands on the course.
I know.
People handing out Jello shots and Bud Lights. And, I mean, it was like a fun working class race where people were just partying.
There you go.
Enjoying themselves. I had a really good time.
Good. I'm glad you did. Well, get used to it. So
it was a good race. I got to the Winnebago. You were already
I had to go to a
obligation, but I saw executive producer Joey, and the Winnebago looks a little small. Was it tight in there?
Oh, a little tight, but it's really nice.
It was nice.
It was like $189,000.
No way, really?
Oh yeah. It had a microwave. It had an oven. It had a gas range. It had everything you wanted.
Wow.
A bathroom.
Nice. That's important on a day like that, by the
way.
Well,
we didn't use it. because Tim had let us go in his house.
Oh, okay.
We had to pay $5, but we could do that. So,
but Tim, how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, not nearly as exciting as
yours. No, I wouldn't call it exciting. And then we had flag football tournament on the weekend. It was so cold.
Ooh, like the Kennedys.
It was so cold. No. Like my son had a tournament.
Oh, oh! You, okay. Like in was it a family thing? Okay.
No, it was not. No family there but me and my son. It was freezing. It was cold this weekend.
I know. I was putting up lights.
Really?
Yeah, we put up all the lights. I think we got the lights done. We got the tree up, went to the basement, put it together.
Oh, it's all up. The estate is ready to go?
It's ready to go. But
did you turn them off at the end of your night?
Yeah.
Did you let them go all night?
No, we've got timers. We were putting timers up all over the place.
When do they go off? What time?
Usually about 11 or midnight. You know, give a little effect for people lingering in the neighborhood or wandering around.
Are they flashy lights? Like,
no,
they...
I don't know. I never do that. Got those icicle lights, and we got who's that? Somebody coming?
No, someone's leaving.
Oh, bye.
Whenever there's human movement in the building, it's like, whoa,
there are people here.
There's a person.
Well, we probably should tell you what we're going to do.
I guess. No, of course. Well, Jill will be here at 6:20.
Yes.
You know, it was interesting. I don't know if you saw it. I mean, the online sales were actually, you know, usually we've expected the last, I don't know, decade, double-digit growth.
Right,
you grow,
yeah.
Online sales on Black Friday were actually down. But that part of that is that fewer people, we were all sitting at home pressing purchase on our computers last year, and then mall traffic was way up, but still way down from 2019, if you can follow me. So
I think so.
We'll talk to Jill about holiday spending. We'll talk to Charlie Luke from United Ag and Turf about sort of, you know, as we've talked so much about real estate and housing and construction, but what about, you know, lawn care and all that other stuff?
I think that place up on the mountain, Farmington Valley, used to be Farmington Valley Equipment, they've got a help wanted sign. I mean, you see a lot of those places that do.
I saw an equipment place like for, you know, like lawnmowers and stuff saying, help wanted, no skills necessary, we will train you.
Wow.
I mean, that's how bad they want it. And then we'll talk to Barry Horowitz at 8:20. They got some seminars coming up for several all over the state about, you know, living, I think, what is it, a living trust and a whole bunch of stuff like that. And, you know, the Omicron variant was all, I mean, that's all everyone was talking about on TV in the last 5 days. So Dr. Wu, Ulysses Wu, will join us to give us fact versus fiction. I just think they don't know much. So everyone's knee-jerk reacting, and we have to figure out.
Well, the market did, for one.
Yeah, 900 points down on Friday. And we won't know. The question is, when will we know if these vaccines we're doing now are effective against it? So there's a lot of people that are nervous.
It's good news, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Happy Hanukkah to everybody out there, too.
Oh, that's right. It's
super
yesterday.
Early. I know. Goodness.
Because normally it kind of coincides with Christmas.
Well, it usually comes much closer.
Yeah.
You know? But November Hanukkah doesn't happen that often. So.
Oh, well, there you go. And yes, Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
You know, which, as I understand it, in the Jewish world, is not necessarily one of the big holidays.
No, it celebrates a great victory.
Yeah, it does.
Really good Judah fortune when the oil lasted a lot longer than they expected. But I think because of the timing on the calendar, and it's a positive holiday. They've lumped it in, and you know it works in this country. So you know,
we had quite a few Jewish people in my neighborhood when I was growing up. They used to call it a Hanukkah bush.
Yeah, but
they'd actually put a Hanukkah bush up.
Really?
Yeah,
that's a little tacky.
They really know they did. It was well, you're a kid, you feel left out,
right? I mean, you raising a family, and the way I put it, because we're Jewish, the holiday season is awesome. The Christmas spirit is great. Like, yes. Well, you can't deny people that. So I feel like that's a good thing.
Well, the guy who started the holiday store is a guy named Jack Mitchell, and Jack was an Orthodox Jew. I mean, you know, we separated everything. So you had meat, you had your dairy, you had, you know.
Oh, they did all that.
Oh, he did all that stuff, yeah. But he loved Christmas.
It's a great time of year.
It is. So we hope you're enjoying it. We will be here to help you enjoy it, and you can help some other people enjoy it once we get started on the holiday store, which is not that far away. Okay, it's Ray, it's Brian, and we're here. And thank you for being there. And it's Monday. It's a new week. And it'll be a long week. Sorry. It's 5 days.
It's a regular week.
Yeah. Yep.
We should just make all of everything a 4-day week. It'll be awesome.
There's a lot of thought about that.
Some people do. My brother,
for that.
My brother's a physician's assistant. He works a 4-day week. And a lot of people do think we should go to that, right?
I don't disagree at all.
I think we or introduce the siesta. I'm pro siesta.
Well, I take one.
Right.
Because
well,
I can.
You can, right? Not everybody can.
Yeah, I know.
I think we should all just shut it down and take a nap.
I still remember being in, Puerto Rico and Vieques. And everything shuts down there for like 2 hours in the middle of the day.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Not a bad idea. Seemed pretty well-risked. Seemed pretty happy. It's 5:56. I guess we'll do some travel weather. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I saw some video over the weekend of a big storm that's hitting the British Isles, Scotland, England, things like that. Huge waves. Huge. It's a big storm. Arwen is the name, by the way, in case you're wondering.
They could have it.
No, thank you. Well, we are just blessed today, Ryan. We have all kinds of time.
That's
our
good.
Birthday.
Yeah, but we don't have. We're not
really. What are we looking
I'm gonna
at?
I'm going to be selective. Some pretty big names. Don Cheadle, great actor.
Okay.
Big fan. He turns 57. Howie Mandel, who was obviously a comic and actor,
yeah.
And now he's had a resurgence with America's Got Talent. Is 66 years old. Remember Andrew McCarthy? He was sort of a. They considered him a Brad Packer, right? I mean, he had was it Pretty in Pink? And he was also in.
I don't remember.
There's a couple of movies he was in there. He was more of a contemplative, dour kind of heartthrob.
Kind of guy,
he's 59.
Yeah.
And Tom Sizemore, who I thought was great in Saving Private Ryan and a bunch of other movies, is 60 years old. Do you got any music? What century? What decade?
Shut up. I was going to go with...
From the 60s?
I was going to go with the New Kids on the Block.
Well,
they're from Boston.
Feeling tough.
And so is this guy, Barry Goudreau.
Boston.
You got it. He was born in 1951, so he'd be, 70, something like that, 69. Born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, one of the guys from Boston lived right next to my junior high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they, practice in the garage or anything?
No, we just would walk by and stare in the windows and never see anything.
Well, anyway, he's having a birthday and he's had a nice career and it's been good. And anyway, that's that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.